Rosalie Cunneth Monks was born in Utopia, an Aboriginal homeland 350 kilometres northeast of Alice Springs, and she's lived there since 1993. She has seen firsthand the struggle caused by the intervention and took the time to speak with me about her hopes for the future of her community.
Now, we were slammed with the accusation that paedophilia was rife. We were told that we were addicts of porn magazines and videos. We hadn't seen one. We were also told that in no uncertain manner, every form of our lives was under control. Now, this was actually shown by the fact the army came and also the public servants by the dozens, and they just talked right over the top of us.
How has your community rallied to respond to this?
We have not recovered, and we have become disengaged. It is better for your well-being if you are not engaged with the punitive attack that's still going on. Right here and now, we feel the absence of any officially agreed terms of engagement, and I would imagine this is throughout Australia, and I believe the only way we can find our way back to having some form of authority in modern-day Australia is to have that official engagement between Aboriginal peoples and the government who are making rules and continues to make rules on a free people of this country. And that's where the younger generation is now calling for us Aboriginal people to form a coalition through our own treaties, looking at our social structure that existed before this brutal assault on us. That is the only way we can address the disadvantages. And also to reclaim our children and instill in them the love of themselves, the self-respect, and the feeling of being worthy, equal humans in this country. The other thing, of course, which younger people are calling for is that treaty amongst the nations of Aboriginal people. What they're doing to us is dividing us, making sure we fight each other, and that we fight for the crumbs, the welfare dollars, which actually is soul-destroying. And that is not what tribal people want.
It's a different language. It's a different worldview. It's a different value system. We do not have to go into the white world and then preach back at our people and say, you've got to become like me. You must be able to speak English so they can understand you. Excuse me, I believe this language is as old as this country, and we've still got it, and we will keep it going. And now my grandchildren have taken that call. Grandchildren biological as well as grandchildren according to our social structure. And they will learn their language. They will dance their dance. They will know what that body paint is going on their breast. It's this part of the country. And that's what you're singing. And that's what your great-great-grandmothers for thousands of years sang and held this country. That's where we need to come back, to know ourselves, not to become where we have to forever justify our existence to any other establishment here. We are established, and we know our relationship to the flora and fauna of this country. We've got it in our hands. Let's have our own treaty, and let's go there, and as a united body then, have a formalised agreement with the Australian government, which is the missing link at the moment.
Rosalie Cunneth Monks from Utopia in the Northern Territory. Rosie is speaking at Stand Up 2017, 10 Years Too Long, Stop the Intervention, a three-day conference in Alice Springs from the 24th to 26th of June. You can find a link to conference details on The Wire's website.